Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
To the point where, oh, he's day-to-day. Kawhi Leonard's day-to-day? Yeah, well, he's game-to-game in the playoffs. And then we learn when the playoffs, he tore his ACL? Why didn't you guys just tell us that in the first place? That's not what Kawhi wants. Okay, there is so much that seems to be a part of the Kawhi Leonard business. And for the Los Angeles Clippers and Steve Ballmer, it has resulted in nothing. Again, the presumption of ramifications. You're a year into the Intuit Dome. One. And you're staring at a situation where your biggest moments are going to be WWE PLEs, boxing matches, and the Olympics. Because who's going to come watch this sorry-ass team if you lose Kawhi Leonard? And you have no way to rebuild your team moving forward. Convince me I'm wrong. Tell me I need a drink and I need to calm down.
That it's worse than what
Deshaun. No, was. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. The Deshaun one is so bad.
Deshaun
ruined guaranteed contracts for the NFL.
Yeah, maybe for just everybody in life.
But probably. Like, I didn't even get a guaranteed contract because of Deshaun Watson. Like no one does anymore.
To that argument, I know you're not making that argument.
I thought about it, though.
At the very least, Kawhi's tenure has brought some type of happy moments to the Clippers and Clippers fans. Deshaun Watson to the Browns gave you nothing. Literally nothing to cheer about.
Yes, correct.
The Clippers, this is a low bar, and I'll move this towards your other argument. This is a low bar, I understand that, and that's not why you brought him in here. But the Kawhi acquisition and him allegedly saying he needed Paul George did get you to a place your franchise had never been. Once again, a low bar.
Where?
They ain't never been to conference finals. It's a low bar. Yeah, I understand that.
All right.
But okay. That's just, they was able to do that. That doesn't make it, in hindsight, a good deal or anything like that. Doesn't set them up for the future or anything. But they had hindsight for sure. Like, you just, it was just, it's just bad. It hasn't resulted in enough for everything that you potentially may lose, for everything that you had to pay, everything that you had to do to get them. Just making the conference finals one time isn't good enough. It's a bad deal if that was the case. But it was just something that you had to do, and you lost. You might have came up snake eyes, but you, at that time, whether it was real or not, or it should have been a discussion or not, there was discussions about whether he was the best player in the world
absolutely.
At that time.
Absolutely.
And if you're the Clippers, you're trying to steal some, that's also another thing, you're trying to steal some heat in the city of Los Angeles from the Lakers and one up them for maybe the first time ever. You had to kind of go full board and do what you had to do to get them there. I understand it. And I would have taken the same risk. Then it may not have resulted in
no doubt. No doubt. But we're working in hindsight now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In 2019, you take the same risk. I'm 100% with you. Do you take it today?
Knowing everything that happened.
Knowing everything that happened.
No, you don't. Again,
I'm fine with taking a risk and losing. Mm-hmm. That's the game. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
This feels like so much more.
The reason why I hesitate when I say, do you do it again, is because that might have been your one opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I might take that again. Because if I say, like, knowing hindsight, knowing everything that happens, and I say no, what does that give me? Does SGA still become an MVP here in LA? That would be the one thing you would hold on to. Maybe you'd have SGA, and he could still be great, and you could build off of that. But, yeah, it sounds ridiculous to say, like, knowing what happened. Like, yeah, still just do it. But I'm trying to put myself in the Clippers' shoes in Los Angeles, competing with the Lakers, who had just gotten LeBron James. So they weren't even on their downturn. It wasn't even like the Lonzo Ingram year. It was like, no, they're back.
Yeah.
Like, how do we compete for that?
Right.
Well, we got to go get the guy they say might be better than LeBron right now. And then another guy that's great. I might do it. I'll answer your question. I would do it again. I would do it again.
Okay.
But I understand everything you're saying.
I'll walk away from the ledge.
But no, I understand everything you're saying, though. Like, because I would do it again doesn't make me right. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It hasn't resulted in nearly any of the things that you hoped it would. Like, the high moment,
that's fine, though.
One, like, conference final? That's,
but I'm okay. But that's the part, like, I'm okay with. Swing and miss. But swing. I'm fine with that. It's just, again, we don't know the depths of the investigation in 2019, but something was brought to your attention in 2019. I don't know that's necessarily something the Clippers did as much as whether it was general managers, more likely owners, having a conversation that, yo, this dude is putting us in a tough spot. Mm-hmm. Here are the things that he's asking for. That, like, it's one thing to ask for, hey, I saw you got a partnership with Lexus. Can I get a Lexus endorsement? I need to get a car.
Yeah.
That's a lot different than a $28 million endorsement deal. Mm-hmm. That's a lot different than what was Uncle Dave? Planes.
Mm-hmm.
Private planes on standby. Houses. Those are not the same thing. Every team in the league, I'm sure, could find a car partner for you. We got a partner with Mercedes of Stockton. We got you. There's no problem. It's all good. That's not difficult. Probably not unusual either. There isn't a there isn't a college coach on the planet that plays for their car. Right. They all got Mercedes of Knoxville. Very familiar with them. Yeah. Like that's what it is.
They're smart enough to take one picture with Mercedes.
But then you've got, you know, now what is a second investigation where if you're Adam Silver, you're already pissed because you're almost looking at this like if you told Reese, hey, man, look, you can't do this. You're not in. It's fine, but don't do this. And then you know, a couple months later, a couple years later, he does it. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey. I told you not to do this. Now you're making me look stupid.
Right.
That's what I feel like Adam Silver is dealing with today. He's like, we did this already, and I made it pretty clear if you gave me a reason to investigate again, I would. And this isn't even the DeAndre Jordan stuff. This is Kawhi Leonard again. It's Steve Ballmer now for the third time. And I just can't help but like, was it worth it? Like, was it worth it to go to the playoffs and lose? Was it worth it to win 50 games? Was it worth it to, I feel like I'm a Kawhi Leonard fan. I think he's an amazing basketball player. But there's a certain level of, like, it feels like you have to coddle him to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to speak for the man's experiences because it feels like he was scarred. It feels like whatever happened in San Antonio has carried that through his career, and you have to manage him a certain way. And I don't know, like, and maybe this is the difficulty of being a manager, being an owner, and just knowing, yeah, got to deal with the headache. Mm-hmm. It's like a rock star. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you do it knowing what it is?
There's drugs and prostitutes everywhere, but there's also, you know, 67,000 yeah. people at Levi Stadium.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't, say you go back in time, you don't do it, you still keep SGA, right?
Well, probably. I mean, like,
do you think he still turns into what he is?
And that's what Kenny asked. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the Clippers are as a franchise. But I know they're not dealing with this.
Are the Clippers respectable once Kawhi leaves, or do they go back to just being the Clippers?
I don't think so. That's the other thing. If I feel like with Steve Ballmer, if not Kawhi, then who?
Right.
Because Steve Ballmer will do everything he can. Like, Steve Ballmer wants to build a winner. Like, mm-hmm. basketball is it's not going to make or break him. Like, Steve Ballmer, again, this is why I was so frustrated with some of the things he said to Ramona Shelburne. Like, this is a businessman. Like, he's not going to turn his nose up at something and he's, oh, well, all right, I just tricked off $50 million. Like, no, that's not how you get to where he's at. Mm-hmm. Oh, I signed a bad contract in the NBA. Oh, it's fine. No, he's going to try to build a winner and he's going to do everything he can to do it. Mm-hmm. So if not Kawhi, then who? I have no idea. But when Kawhi is done, whether that's sooner or later, I think he's going to do everything he can to continue to make his basketball team relevant.
Yeah, he'll find.
He's got one of the, if not the best arena in the NBA.
Yeah, he'll find then the next person to be a star, who he thinks could be a star, and lead that team. Whether it's a young player, whether it's the draft, whether it's free agency trade, whatever. Like, he's going to keep going after it. The other thing, and I think with Ballmer it's a different situation, but I'll ask the question anyway. If Ballmer doesn't go get Kawhi in that moment,
mm-hmm.
into a dome still getting built, tickets still being sold, like the grand plan that he had for the Clippers went a little bit beyond wins and losses. It was a complete rebranding, a complete upheaval of the way the organization is looked at. And if he says, nah, I'm not going to do this Kawhi thing, does he have the rocket in his back to be able to execute all that other stuff, the Intuit Dome, ticket sales, all that other stuff?
So I'm going to answer that question with another question. Do you remember the teams before the Kawhi got there, the Clippers teams?
Mm-hmm.
48 wins the year prior to him getting there, 42 wins the year before that. Like, it wasn't necessarily the Clipper. It wasn't the Donald Sterling Clippers.
No.
Those 51 the year before that, but I think that was...
I think that was Chris Paul.
Yeah, I think that was Chris Paul.
The teams that you're talking about were good. It was the Lou Will, Montrezl Harrell, Pat Beverly. And this is the other part of it. Are those guys getting you season tickets? Are those guys getting investors and people to be hyped up for the Intuit Dome? Now with Ballmer, it's different because he got the money where if they were the old Clippers, he probably still would have been able to build the Intuit Dome. So maybe that doesn't
factor. Could the young SGA have done it?
Maybe so.
With those guys, he would have been on a team that was immediately better than the one in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And one last thing. Eddie's going to join us in a few minutes. You said he was set out to change the perception of the Los Angeles Clippers. Was he successful?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Eddie Gonzalez joins us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right. Shout out to our man Ace out there. He's picking up something that he won. But he listens to D'Lo and KC.
Shout out Ace. Real quick, Eddie Gonzalez is going to pull up on us. I want to talk more about this Clipper situation, all that.
Can I remind everybody to stream your local NFL game all season long with the week one matchup between Detroit and Green Bay. That's where it all starts. It's just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
That's a good game, too. Lions and Packers.
There's a lot of good games.
That's a good game. Good job by the schedule makers in week one.
Absolutely.
You mentioned it after we went to commercial break on the way out the door. But all right, man. Floyd and Mike Tyson is Come on, man.
They're laundering money, allegedly.
Sure. Those are your people, man.
Brought to you by Aspiration.
Yes.
Oh, come on, man.
Now, that's crazy. That is crazy. Now, Jesse, you said nobody's paying to watch this. I think it'll be on Netflix. That's my guess. And I think it'll be everywhere.
But why? Why watch it?
I'm gonna tell you why. They have found like the perfect one of the few.
Well, hold on, let's bring Eddie in because Eddie's gonna love this nonsense.
Oh yeah, and Eddie said he was wearing his Raider hat today because it's 49er Friday, and look at him, he got his Raider hat.
I think Eddie said he can't hear us.
Oh.
He gave the universal sign. He pointed at his ear, so I assume that means he can't hear it. Okay, he got it. All right, we got it.
He got the Raider hat on this 49er Friday. What are you doing? What are you doing?
It was my fault. I'm over here being technically unsound. I'm over here screwing it up. But nah, look, I came with my stuff today, which I don't always do. And so, you know, I got these little.
Oh my goodness.
Feel. Oh, that's how we feel. Look, I ain't mad at it.
But look, because y'all know me.
All right, man. Get this nonsense out of here.
Iceman. Iceman, where you at, Big Dog? Iceman. That last song was probably the weakest of the three.
I see Kenny's tweet. I said, man, let me lock it.
That's the first time I'd ever seen one. I was just searching something on YouTube, and I was like, okay, cool. So, like, I
don't even know how to
in.
Watch those. I just
found it on YouTube.
I go to Hip Hop Daily on Twitter afterwards, and they show the song. I don't even know how to watch the streams.
He's talking about the streams.
Dude? Yeah,
I can't keep.
Oh, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. That's why we're gonna go back. Okay,
I'm trying to get. Right. Look, I'm growing my hair right, so like it's all over the place. So I'm always with a hat on.
Yeah, that's not at lids. That's not at lids right there. That's not at lids.
I don't even think you can just find this no more. Like,
I'm saying,
I can't even give you a price.
You gonna get them? You say you're growing your hair. You gonna get them Jason Tatum braids? Man, get that off of my screen, man.
Can y'all see me? I don't know. I might get some braids, but like, is it gonna be like a midlife crisis if I get braids?
Yeah.
Like at this point. In
yeah.
My life?
Yeah. Like you are not Jason Tatum's age, man. You can't get braids at this point. And just know, if you leave them in too long and it starts tugging on your hair, that hairline gonna change for you quick.
Oh yeah. It'll be different.
It's gonna
It'll
change for you quick.
It'll be different.
I can't have the Jim Jones braids.
Yeah.
Capo status.
Eddie, we are not built for this anymore.
My hairline is still solid, right?
Like, nah, you good. Yeah, it's good.
I had enough hair, so I'm like, let me grow, let me show you. Now I'm getting the Ozempic allegations, and now I'm getting the turkey allegations.
Man.
Turkey. Oh, God.
Man.
You know how we compliment each other as men, right? So as soon as I posted, I had been wearing hats, and like people didn't know. Because they're not around. So I posted a picture a week ago. A first comment from my man's Cam is like, is that a toupee? I'm like, all right.
Was that the one of you on the subway?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, okay. Okay, this is where we're at with this. All right,
all right, all right. Oh, man.
I should have gave a warning, like a rollout.
Yeah. But we go talk hoop, everything quiet on it. But we were talking about Tyson and
he said he hard launched his hair growing out. That's crazy.
I thought it slipped by. Nah,
that's a good one.
Hard launch. But
they had to do a rollout, man.
This is just to Jesse's point about who will watch this fight. This is the perfect storm of people who hate Floyd Mayweather. And for some reason, think Mike Tyson still will win every fight he's participating in. There will be people who will watch it. Oh, yeah, Mike go to work on Floyd. No, he's not. Floyd is going to box his ears off. But people are going to watch because they believe Floyd is going to get beat up by Mike Tyson.
Look, as somebody who watched Mike Tyson and Roy, as somebody who watched Floyd and Logan Paul, as someone who watched Mike and Jake Paul and is going to watch Tank and Jake Paul. I'm going to watch this. I'm going to be seated. The world is going to watch this.
Yes.
Like, I think people misunderstand, you know, we work in this and we talk about this all the time and we're like obsessed and we know like the third string quarterback of the Giants and like all this, like this stupid stuff, right? Jameis. And it's like, okay, we care. But like most people, this is all stupid and silly. And then they, when they hear Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather, they're showing up to the circus. We want to see this silliness. It's fine. It's not that deep to most people. This is going to do crazy numbers. I don't even know any of the business behind it. It's crazy. I'm watching. I know I'm going to watch. I'm not even front like I'm about not going
to. Especially if they throw it on Netflix and people don't have to pay for it. Bro, it's going to be crazy.
We was huddled around in the cold at a Anderson .Paak DJ show.
At the rail yards.
Yeah, watching the Tyson Paul thing. That was being shown all over downtown.
All over.
The night De'Aaron scored 60 against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Fight, Eddie, that fight was, we went downtown real quick. It was everywhere downtown because it was on Netflix. It was free, and it was Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
It was, and this ain't going to be no different.
And I like to think, I'm like, I'm not going to call myself like a 1% boxing fan. I used to be. I used to be like, every fight, everybody in Japan, like whatever. I used to be that guy. I'm not. But I'm probably still like top 10% or something. Like I take it serious. I love boxing. It's my favorite sport. I'm going to get wrapped up in the hype of this fight. Like I'm going to trick myself into thinking, oh, Mike Tyson at 60, whatever he is going to be competitive in this fight, even though he almost like died a year ago. So like, I'm going to trick myself into thinking this is going to be something. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to happen, and it's going to be like summer league or like preseason football. Right. Every year we get excited, and then summer league starts, and we're like, oh, this is bad. This is not fun at all.
Well,
like,
eventually, he is going to die.
Well, hopefully not in the
He's
ring.
He's just going to die. It's like, oh, man, we milked him for too much money. He's going to die. He died.
I always think about
that'll like, do numbers.
Older people – in our regular lives, like when we see them. Now, Mike Tyson is not a regular 60-year-old man, but he is still a very old man. Mm. And so it's like, I seen a, like an older guy at the gym the other day, like lifting fives. And I'm like, in my consciousness, I'm like, I think I should help him. This dude's going to get in a ring with Floyd Mayweather. Like, what is going on here? So right. I don't
remember. Remember all the
just videos. Put pants on him this time.
Well, that's the thing. Please.
Can somebody get my – see, he's like an old person. He forgot his pants.
Oh, and we will be there. Like, we will be there, and we will be getting our tweets off. We will be trying to go viral like everybody else. We will be having our moments. Absolutely. And we will go viral with this day. Like, it's just like, all right, so we watch wrestling, and wrestling, you get to have these cool moments where it's like The Rock versus Hogan. It's like, wow, we got to see that. We got to see John Cena versus – Homelander a month ago, but like that's not supposed to actually happen in actual sports, and now we're actually watching it. So that, it's I don't know.
I am disappointed, disgusted, and excited for the fight all at the same time. can't wait. Speaking of wrestling, real quick, guess who sang "Take Me Out to the Ballpark" today as I was watching the Cubs and Nationals?
Take me out to the ballpark.
Yeah, take me out to the ball game. Excuse me.
watching who were you watching?
Cubs and Nationals.
Punk?
Yeah.
I mean, Punk, I figured that, they're I think they're in Chicago tonight.
Yeah, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what's happening.
My girl
happening
might
tonight.
Be back. My girl, that's my girl right there.
Was she there?
No, she was. It was just Punk in the broadcast booth. So I don't know. Yeah, but I think my girl coming back.
Yeah, they got to.
I'm ready.
Like, they have built it like she has to show up tonight.
Yeah. At the very least, show up.
Anything else will be a disappointment.
Yeah, 100%. Like, and it's in Chicago.
And I really think it's going to be Roxanne. So I'm like, I'm just prepared to be mad. Like,
oh, that'd be a mess.
I'm just ready to complain.
Purposely piss off your fan base and turn Chicago against you. That'd be a tough look for old Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Perfect heel move.
Trips.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That's a good point.
You meet Hunter. You're calling him Paul. You're calling him. What are you calling him? Trips.
Trips.
We call him a little bit of everything. I think I normally call him Hunter.
Trips. Yeah. Trips.
I think Hunter is probably me.
We call Jeremy Lamb Trips.
Jeremy Lamb was Trips for a little bit. Yeah, we did. I don't mean to interrupt, but ask Eddie what you just brought up with Kawhi and all that, because I might be in the minority when I say I would do it again.
I laid out what I thought was a pretty compelling argument that Kawhi Leonard signing with the Los Angeles Clippers could wind up being looked at as one of the worst moves in basketball. Now we've operated, Eddie, since Pablo's podcast have comes out with the term. We just called it the presumption of guilt. We have operated under the idea of a presumption of consequence, that there are going to be ramifications ahead for Steve Ballmer, potentially voided contracts, potentially lost draft picks. And I laid out the scenario of Kawhi allegedly not wanting to sign with the Clippers unless Paul George was traded for. We laid out what that cost the Los Angeles Clippers to get Paul George, all of those draft picks, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the fact that he's only played in 56% of the Clippers games since he signed with them in 2019. And now you have those five draft picks, the two pick swaps, and just if we split the difference, we'll say three lost draft picks coming up here. If Adam Silver decides to levy a penalty against them, you're talking a potential eight lost draft picks for the signing of Kawhi Leonard and the loss of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for a team that was built to win the NBA title and didn't even come close.
All right. So let me do what LeBron would do and make this about LeBron. I had a conversation recently where I said, is LeBron's Lakers tenure a disappointment? Like, yes, they got a title, but they've been in the play-in a lot. They've missed the playoffs. You can't call it a disappointment because he got a title, but when you get him, you were expecting a little bit more, right? You're expecting it to happen quicker, to last longer, all of that good stuff. So if that may be a mild disappointment to me in the grand scheme of things, when you get Kawhi fresh off a title, looking like, now I don't agree, but people are arguing that's the best player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to one conference finals, and you go to that conference finals on the heels of a lot of injuries, and Kawhi was hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And like you said, he only played 65% of the games, and you had to do all of that stuff to get Paul George for him in order to sign him. And now, again, you split the difference. Let's take the mildest version of whatever this penalty can be. Okay, we don't void Kawhi's contract. You guys get to get him, and he gets to finish this, but you lose three picks. It's a massive disappointment for what you did. For, you know, Ballmer shows up and that's his splash and the rollout they had about, you know, how they were going to be better than the Lakers and all this stuff. Massive disappointment. And then the way the team is set up right now, when it finally pulls the plug, and some people thought it was going to happen this summer, if Kawhi is healthy and feeling better, I understand why they wait. But when you finally pull the plug, it is going to be nothing there on that team. Mm-hmm. It is going to be nothing. And no way to replenish either unless you're really going to splash in free agency. And the problem with splashing in free agency now is you don't have $53 million to throw around under the table because they are going to be on your – can I say ass? They're going to be on your ass now. So there is – what happens when Kawhi is gone and you have no titles and you have nothing? So, yes, I think it was – incredibly disappointing over the long stretch, if you think about it. And then you look at the teams that won titles around them, and you finally get the exclamation point this year, the guy you gave away,
yeah,
with multiple picks. So some of the other guys you gave away, and they raised the trophy. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And I love Kawhi, and I get stuck in these Kawhi arguments because they try to say he's better than Big Al from yesterday. And I know he's not,
but
man, like, if you go back, do you do it again? Probably because there was no other options. That this was how you get a star in the Clippers.
Knowing what it could cost you, you do it again?
You, my thing is, you do it again, but I'm not giving all that up for Paul George.
Mm.
It was a trade. It was a crazy trade then. It was a crazier trade as it went on. And then obviously Shai turns into one of the best players in the league. It works. But if you can get Kawhi at that time, he's fresh off a title. Mm-hmm. You got to do it. You got to do it and see what's what. But my thing about this story is I don't know what's going to come of this. I like to believe that Steve Ballmer is, and the people around him with all the resources he has, smarter than this. And if nothing else, they covered their tracks legally. But apparently this can be done with, you know, circumstantial evidence. And when you look at the man invested $50 million and then 48 of it went straight to Kawhi over a 3-year stretch. And I'm guessing the rest is the tax for even doing this. It looks, you know, it looks pretty crazy. And my thing with this is, and other people have said it's not original thought. If the league presses this and they try to make an example out of Steve Ballmer, how many bodies does Steve Ballmer know where they're buried at in the desert? And is he going to just burn the house down with everybody else and say, well, if you came for me, you got to come for this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. And Mark Cuban essentially said that. And so, you know, this type of stuff I'm sure happens, but maybe he just bit off more than he can chew. $50 million is a lot of money, and there's only so many ways you can hide that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think to the first thing you said, when Damian asked the question, I said even in hindsight, which sounds crazy because SGA just won an MVP, I'd probably do it. I'd probably do it all again because the other thing that we don't factor in, I know LeBron was there, but somebody else reminded me, Anthony Davis had just gotten to L.A. And if you're Steve Ballmer and your whole play with buying this team and we're not going to be second fiddle. Like, we're going to create our own identity. We're going to be looked at just like a top flight L.A. team, just like everybody else here is. They go get LeBron and A.D., you got to go get something to go compete with that. And
if you do the mental map and say that trade got us this arena, you do it. You do it every time. You do both trades every time. You get the arena. The arena will make all the money back. You're fine.
Yeah. And it just makes you look respectable in that city. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
whew, but Ballmer was going to get the arena no matter what.
He was, but you're going to get the he was because he's Ballmer, and that's what makes it a little different. But you getting the season
Ballmer
tickets?
Is what throws this whole thing off.
Yeah.
Like, we said this yesterday. Eddie, if this was Vivek Ranadive, they would have taken the team from him yesterday. It would have been like, man, get your ass out of here. We don't want no part of this.
Yeah.
But it's Steve Ballmer, the fifth richest man in the world. It's not even owners don't play on a level playing field. This is different.
Right.
Yeah. My thing about this story, too, is like nobody's surprised, but it feels like the groundswell of just conversation is too much for everybody to ignore at this point. I started off going, yo, we don't care. But it's gotten so loud, and then Ballmer obviously came forward and spoke. And my thing is like, yo, everybody says, well, he needs to talk to Pablo. Why? Pablo's going to ask him the same question. He's not going to go in front of Pablo and say, yeah, I did it. I did it. You asked me the right question. You're right. I did it. So it's like we only learn so much from this. What we really learn from is whatever the league ends up doing, yeah. And that's what will serve us going forward. But I don't know. It's a tricky story, and I put it like this: if his contract gets voided, it's gonna be an arms race for Kawhi.
But is there
Houston Kawhi? Good 15 minutes.
But how are you gonna sign him?
Bring your uncle.
But how are you gonna sign him?
If he want to play, he might have to sign for the minimum, not bet minimum, but the mid level.
Hey, buddy, you got an extra 50.
You're right. Right.
Well, it might be 43 because I don't think he's getting that 7 that's out there.
If Uncle Dennis has his way,
well,
damn with that 100 million, I want my 7.
Uncle Dennis's call should have been, hey, take us off the list of creditors. You can keep the 7 million. Instead, he called and said, hey, I don't care what government is investigating you. Give me my goddamn money.
Every dollar, buddy.
I think
the Kawhi stuff is one of those things, like, it was kind of like urban legend. Like, you would hear how he was moving. Mm-hmm. But if you weren't around Kawhi, you can't prove it. You know what I mean? We don't know what Kawhi is doing. But you would hear, like, yeah, he's this and that. Like, that. That's crazy. He moved to San Diego, and they got fly him to L.A. every time, and every day he's on a helicopter and all like crazy stuff. And it's like, team paying for it. Yeah. And then this comes out, I'm like, wait, that might have been true.
I hate to make this comparison. It's like the Diddy stuff. How much crazy stuff did we hear about Sean Combs? Like, it's like, come on, man.
Bro, he really blew up dude's car. Stop.
Like, stop.
That was the one.
And then all of a sudden, it's like,
Yeah, he blew my car up.
He blew that man's car
up. He didn't blow up the car, but he tried. Right. They had him sounding like a bat villain. Like, I'm like, yo.
That's crazy. Man. You're around the NBA pretty intimately. How common is stuff like this?
I think Mark Cuban is the one who jumped out and said it. And then Nate Duncan, who's a writer, and I think he works with Dame Lillard and does some stuff. Anyway, it's not uncommon for a team sponsor to then sponsor a team player and then it be contingent on, all right, if you leave this team, this is over. Now, $50 million in a brown paper bag through a shell corporation, what's the show called with the lawyers, Mike Ross and what's the name? Suits. There's some suit stuff. Like, you had to get them to get you out of this. Without saying too much, there's stuff going on for sure. There's stuff going on. And again, I think that's the conundrum the league has, is like, all right, if you take him down, then you have to take everybody down.
We said earlier in the week, like, it's like tampering. Like, deals are done 18 months before a player becomes a free agent. Everybody knows and everybody's talking, or, you know, talking to agents and back channels. But like Dame said earlier, Adam Silver's probably like, just don't make us look stupid. Like, whatever you're doing, keep it on the low and keep it out of the public eye. And Ballmer was not able to do that this time.
I mean, you hear stories all the time. You know, this agent has these players and I got the big guy. So, look, take care of my other guy. You know, hey, you can trade him later, but, like, let's get him his money now. And then, you know, obviously, I'll remember that next year when the big guy got a sign.
Hey, take care of Thanasis.
Hey, sign Tristan Thompson. Right. Sign J.R. Smith of $17 million.
Well, that was my immediate reaction. And, look, along the lines of Ballmer, I'm sure they've taken care of this and handled all the legal loopholes they can. But the biggest player in the league has a sports agency. And that sports agency has routinely routed players toward him and his team, routinely, trade demands and all. And this happens all in front of our face, and we've all just been like, oh, yeah, whatever. It's above board. Now, they've made sure of it, I'm sure. Otherwise, it wouldn't be going on like this. And so I'd imagine Ballmer, whatever Ballmer did or didn't do, he covered his tracks. But if we find out he didn't, he gonna look crazy. He's not gonna care. He's worth whatever billions he's worth.
I don't care.
There's no way. But there's no way the NBA didn't say, "Hey, I need to see the paperwork.
Yeah, like,
I need to see I need to see the company layout of Clutch Sports Group, because your name cannot be anywhere near it."
I watched the first 10 minutes of Ballmer yesterday, and if I took a shot every time he said, "I don't know," I wouldn't be on the show right now.
I don't know. I just made the introduction. That's all I did. That's all I did.
I just donated $50 million. I didn't check on the company at all after that.
That, bruh, that's to me, that's the killer. That's the one where it's like, so you just, I don't care. Yeah. You have that much money because you don't just throw out money that way.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. What is $50 million to him though? Like, if you lend somebody $10 at the vending machine, are you checking them every day at the work for that $10? It's like that might be how it is for him. He's got a lot of money.
Kawhi is. Kawhi and Uncle Dennis are like, no, bro, give me that $10.
See,
his last check was short.
Oh, there's a lot of Uncle Dennis's in the league, though, aren't there?
Oh yeah. I mean, and the thing is, you know, they don't always necessarily have this much power because you're with a bigger agency and you're dealing with stuff like that. But Uncle Dennis was doing everything. You know, there was no CAA handling this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And if I'm Kawhi, you did a great job. That's an extra 50. Yeah,
that ain't being voided no more. I got that. I need that seven, but I got that other. I got the rest of it.
They can't now come get his money, right? Like, he's good.
Not past money. Nah. Future money, maybe, but past money, nah. That's already spent.
It's paid. Yeah, it's paid.
I already bought the boat. Like,
that's why I said he might have lost $7 million, but he ain't going to lose the rest.
Here's how I say.
Seven, gain 43.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here's how I say Bomber can skirt this whole thing if this is how it plays out. Is if he says, if he makes the introduction to Aspiration, Kawhi and Aspiration. Hey, you guys talk to each other. I'm out of this. You guys go talk to each other. They come up with a price. Or maybe even Steve even told him before, like told him physically, not through paper email, but like, hey, whatever the price they come up with, go ahead, hit that. We're good. And it's Aspiration and Kawhi and Uncle Dennis say, I need $48 million. They're like, okay. And Aspire goes back to Bomber. And Bomber says, so what's my donation? It's about $48 million. Okay. I will donate $48 million or $50 million to your company. He never said, pay Kawhi this. He never said, Kawhi never even went to him and be like, hey, this is what they told me you were going to pay. No, it was just, what is my donation? My donation's $50 million. I donate $50 million to you. And if that's how it plays out, you can obviously, it's circumstantial, but in that respect, there is no paper trail.
And for what it's worth, I'm like 99% sure this all happened. Nobody's doubting the veracity of the report. Right. Just, can you get them?
Right.
But what you said earlier.
I'm not sure they can get them.
What you said earlier, though, is interesting. Will Adam Silver rule on circumstantial evidence? Because there's a mountain of it, and Kenny's talking about like all of this stuff. Every like scenario avoids the hard evidence, like the paper trail. There's no agreement between Bomber, Ascension, and Kawhi. Mm-hmm. There's an agreement between Kawhi and Ascension, and that's it. There's a contract. There are very weird things written into the contract. Yeah. But there is a contract, but Steve Ballmer is nowhere attached to it other than that one part that says we can terminate this contract with cause if you no longer play for the Los Angeles Clippers. Now, that's not a direct, that's not Steve Ballmer directly, but that is a company that Steve Ballmer owns, and that's what the Los Angeles Clippers are. It's a company.
The part I'm wondering, there's probably an answer to this, though, is can Ballmer, like, counter this? Can he sue? Will he? Does he want to? Do you want a lawyer fight, Steve Ballmer? Like,
but that's what, like, that goes back to what you and Casey were talking about earlier. Like, do you, if you're Ballmer and you're like, oh, you're gonna throw the book at me? Oh, okay. So let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what Josiah did.
Ramona, let me talk to you again.
Yeah, right. and I'm going to need a little bit more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But the other side of that is, or the flip side to that is, those are the people that have the ability to throw his ass out of the league. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's a situation, any situation, no matter how much evidence Adam Silver gets, where Steve Ballmer is, they take the Clippers from Steve Ballmer. They do not want that.
Right.
And that's what we keep getting back to, Eddie, is the best way I think Adam Silver can handle this is to sit down with Steve Ballmer and say, here's the evidence. Here's what I'm thinking the ruling should be. But you and I have to work together on this. We have to come to a conclusion that's going to hurt. But let's do it together rather than individually, because I think they have that respect for Steve Ballmer. And again, I hate to keep pointing it out, he is rich like no one else. And that matters in this situation. They don't want to turn the team over. They don't want to sell the team. They don't want to go through this whole process again when you have a guy like Steve Ballmer in a franchise like the Los Angeles Clippers, in an arena like the Intuit Dome, in a market like Los Angeles.
Well, that's a perfect point, because there's not another Ballmer waiting to buy a team. There's not another equivalent of that. There are people who will line up and buy the Clippers, absolutely, and they will love playing in Inuit Dome and all of that. They just want to be a part of the NBA. But there's not another Steve Ballmer, and you want him at your table, and you want everything, all the resources he can bring to your league, whether, you know, overtly or just through relation. So, yeah, he didn't do a Donald Sterling. We're not kicking him out the league for this. We're just saying, yo, we have rules here. We're going to have to slap your wrists a little bit. Like, you're going to have to go pick a switch, buddy. but you don't got to go. You can stay here. We'll be cool after. Don't worry. And I don't know. I don't know how much Steve wants to fight. That's my question, too. Like, does he feel like he can just drag this for forever? But, again, when Kawhi is done and when this team get, you know, when they get past this era of this team, it's going to be barren in LA for some time. And we grew up with the really bad Clippers and then had some other pretty bad Clippers. And this will be like along those lines. But I think they'll be back sooner than later, because Steve Ballmer did not buy this team and invest in the ways he has, legally or illegally and emotionally, to let this team just be bad for 5-6 years either. So
the other thing about it with Steve Ballmer from his POV is, we talk about how rich he is and how much money he has, and none of this really affects him. I think he really loves owning the Clippers. I think he will protect that. Like, I'm with you guys. I don't think there's a scenario in this case where they kick him out of the league. But I feel like if he was like scared and thought like he might not own the Clippers no more, he comply with whatever, because he's got money. He's got money. He's what, 70 something? He got money. He's not preserving his money. This is what almost gives him life, owning the Clippers, being a part of this group. And he want to make sure he doesn't mess that up. So to your scenario earlier, all right, Adam, let's sit down and talk, just as long as I get to still be in this league. I don't want nothing to mess that up.
Yeah, I think he's got an easy deny. He has an easy out, too, because he wasn't over the top in that interview with Ramona Shelburne. Like, he could easily just say, we did everything we could. We did everything we could to operate within the rules of the collective bargaining agreement and everything set forth by the NBA. Adam Silver and the league has determined that we weren't unable to do that, and I accept the consequences. The buck stops with me. I made a mistake, and I have to accept the consequences. It's not an admission that he did anything wrong. It doesn't make him look like a liar in that conversation with Ramona Shelburne, and it's not a refutal to where you get into a fight with the league and the other owners. You're just able to take it. I'll bring a wrestling reference back. Remember when you might not have been watching, but you learn about it later. The farewell to the click thing happened at Madison Square Garden, where Razor and curtain Diesel call. And Sean, yeah, the curtain call happens, and the only one who got their ass kicked for it was Hunter. Triple H. And Hunter tells the story of, you know, Vince McMahon says you're going to have to eat crap and like it. Like, that's just the way it's going to be. And for the next year, he gets his ass beat by Henry O. Godwin and Ahmed Johnson. That's essentially what Steve Ballmer is facing. He's about to get into a pig pen match with Henry O. Godwin.
Oh, pig pen.
That's a real thing. Moment, go look.
That moment gave us Stone Cold, man.
It so, did. Hey. It gave us, yeah. It gave us Austin in 96. Yeah.
We might get some out of this, but it's a fascinating story. And it's funny because Pablo has been doing this for a while, and I know Pablo, and I talked to him a little bit, and I kept saying in the group chat, he's going to get one of these guys. And I think he might have finally got something on the hook. Mm-hmm. He went big fish hunting. He finally got something. And great reporting by Pablo, man. Yeah, it's fascinating to watch happen in real time.
Did a great job.
Eddie, we kept you hella long, man. We appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Nah, man. Y'all got to pay the bills. I'm just chilling.
hey, real quick. You guys going to start the season 1-0?
Oh, yeah. We in New England. We getting that done. I don't even worry about
you making that move.
Are you guys?
You making that move? You going up?
I thought about it, but nah, I'm gonna be on red zone, man. Like,
hey, have you ever been to Foxborough? Have you ever been to Foxborough? It's one way in and one way out, dog.
You don't, it's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah,
you do not want to do that.
We got Philly this year. I might go, but I'll probably get smacked. I'm a little scared, but I might do that.
Ooh, now that was.
Who do the Niners play?
We got the Seahawks. We gonna win.
You look, since we already pushing it anyway, you got your fantasy team going? I know everybody hates to hear
about fantasy. So I don't like fantasy at all. And every year I'm in like two leagues. Number one, because I got like my in-laws, they got a league. So I get in because it's fun and they be talking crazy. And then I always find myself in the one other league. But yeah, I'm in them. And usually what happens, because I don't like fantasy, is I'm usually out by the time they start bye weeks because I forget to change the team, and I'm like three games back. Last year, I stayed with
it. KC is that fantasy player that everyone hates because it's like, oh, he didn't set his lineup.
Last year, I stayed with it, and I got to like the semifinals or whatever, so I'm going to stay locked in this time. I got Lamar Jackson and Ja'Marr Chase. That's my
on my playback on my stream, we have like premium members and stuff, right? So we got a little group, and we got on Discord. And I said, look, I'm going to do fantasy football this year. Who want to get in? We had a group. I said, all right, I'm going to ask the homies, too, so they're going to play with us. So I added JT. I added Kevin. We did our draft the other day. And I'm like, all right, like, winner is going to get a prize, you know what I mean, unless one of these rich guys wins. And then they're both like, no, we should get a prize, too. Like, what are you talking about? So look, this is the world that I live in is – we set the draft for Tuesday at 6. Cool. Like, everybody should be fine. Kevin's like, can we move it up? I'm like, why? He's like, I'm at the Drake show. I'm like, yo, I don't think I can move it now. So he's like, damn. So he's drafting during Drake's show in Milan. He has an incredible team. Like, I don't know if he cheated. I don't know if he sent somebody. But, yeah, he drafted his damn team from the Drake show, and he might win a league. And if he wins the league, I have to figure out an ample prize for Kevin Durant winning fantasy football. So
wait, what Drake show?
He just does these random Drake shows is abroad.
Tour. He's on a world tour right now. So in Milan.
Oh, Drake, I was about to say he wasn't at the Garden last night. Where was he?
No, Kevin's in Milan at whatever time it is. It's 6 Eastern. He's like, yo, can we do the draft now, an hour early? I'm like, no, like it's set. Damn. All right. Well, I'm gonna be at this show. It's the Drake show. He went viral for sparking up.
Was that when he was with Liz?
No, I mean, it's the same tour, but that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
this just happened. This was Tuesday.
Yeah, and then he pops up in Iceman Part 3. What are you doing?
See y'all next week, fellas. I told you, it's about that time, man. It's about that time.
I'm out. No,
man. Go Raiders.
All right, settle down. Actually, I like the Raiders.
Turn that helmet around. Put the Raiders
You should have been here. We doing a watch party for week two Monday Night Football. You should have been out here for that.
Hey, so look, I know we're going crazy. I have to come to California. I have no choice. I have to come to Sacramento some point soon because I have to get documents so I can get a real ID and fly on planes. And the only way I can do that is going to the birth certificate office in Sacramento. So some point very soon.
Yeah.
I haven't picked the dates yet. Yeah. I will be in Sacramento, and we're going to do this in the studio.
Absolutely. Oh, let's go. 100%
the guy.
All right, boy. We appreciate you.
All right, pay the bills, man.
Take that stupid ass decal off that helmet too.
And then look, that's the richest hat I've seen in a while. Damn.
Hey, I know first pitch Kenny ain't talking about.
Well, what shoes you got on today? Did you buy them? Did they hook you up? What happened?
I've never thrown the first pitch in my life, but at least you threw from the mound. He was giving you credit. I ain't gonna lie.
That's true. It's first thing he said.
I did. Shout out to Nike though, man. Like, damn. I'm just saying, bro.
I ain't gonna talk about what I was doing with Nike.
I know. Because you ain't got to. I seen it.
Eddie had me out here trying to buy shoes that aren't even for sale. He out here doing a promo for some running shoes. I'm like, oh, my man, Eddie. Oh, I can't buy him. Us regulars can't get these shoes.
I did feel like the bad guy, though, because a couple people asked me, like, yo, how much are they? When are they out? And I had to look it up. I don't know. I wasn't paying
attention. See.
That's the most expensive running shoe I ever bought.
What's that, about $250?
They're not cheap.
It's $230.
Like,
yeah, but they were good, though. Yeah, they're worth it.
They're worth it.
All right, boy. All right. We appreciate you.
All right, Eddie. Take care, man.
Eddie Gonzalez. That boy. Goodness gracious.
Clutch.
From the desk.
Onions.
From the desk of Sam Amick.
Oh.
The NBA has hired the law firm of Wachol, Lipton, Rose, and Katz to investigate the Clippers' Kawhi Leonard situation. This is the same law firm. Oof. This is the same law firm that investigated Donald Sterling and Robert Sarver.
Damn.
Neither owner is with the NBA anymore.
I'm about to say, don't think about getting them out the paint.
Not the same, but damn.
Yeah.
Stilo and KC, we'll come back. We've got a whole other hour to spend with you. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.